The Taliban and ice cream. Who would have thought that those two things would make such a mighty combination? But here they are, powerfully mocking a feeble, installed leader of the American empire, and by extension, that empire itself, just by posing with resident Biden's favorite prop treat. The Taliban are calling him out, and they're not stopping there. At a recent press conference of sorts, Taliban leaders actually took questions from reporters, something that resident Biden refused to do on Monday, and they commented on, among other things, how free speech is more threatened in the American empire than it is in Afghanistan. And this is where I have to confirm the Taliban perspective, at least to some extent, by not posting additional relevant thoughts on the nature of resident Biden's regime and other things that big tech will not allow me to speak freely about, because that's just how the elite abuser class rolls here in the land of the free and the home of the NSA. So I'll pause here and encourage you to sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com if you want details that can't be shared here on subjects like this. God is clearly using even the Taliban, though not as they imagine. He is using them to expose the farce of American empire in many, many ways. Though these revelations are certainly painful in the short term, they are incredibly valuable in the long run, and they will play a critical role in awakening the masses who will ultimately overthrow the empire and build something much better on its grave. If you appreciate this perspective and want a daily dose of informed optimism, please subscribe to the channel. And if you want a deeper dive into subjects like this, subscribe to the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.